Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios, giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Thursday morning to you. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. And shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Hope you all are doing well. Hope you all had a great hump day Wednesday. I was out yesterday. Went to... We call it Media Day out there in Carrollton at West Georgia, but it is like a career fair for the students involved in mass communications, involved in the media, involved in television and media. Students that want to get into broadcasting, want to get into the media industry, it's like a career fair for them. Professionals that went to the University of West Georgia, such as myself, we come back and we... Some of us, myself included, host what are called table talks, and basically they're mini panels where students can, where there were about, I think about six professionals at a table, and the students go from table to table, and we obviously tell them about ourselves, what we do, and then they get to ask you questions. So basically little mini panels. So I hosted a table talk, and then I stayed around for the networking session as well, where the students, again, professionals are set up at tables all around the campus center, and students get to come up, talk to you some more, ask you more questions, things like that. Shout out to our girl Chandra here at the radio station. She gave me some goodies as well to give to the youth, and yeah, it was a fun time. And then afterwards, I got to see the new studios that the radio station out there, the Wolf Radio, has moved into. So got to see that, and then caught up with some more of the alumni at our alumni social that we have at a Mexican restaurant called La Salsa, popular Mexican restaurant out there in Carrollton, close to the school. Then we had 99 The Game night at the Hawks game last night, which Hawks got a dub. We'll talk about that in a little bit, but that was a fun time as well. We all got to swag surf. Some of us got to throw out some T-shirts, and it was a good time. So, fun day yesterday, busy day yesterday, but happy to be back with you this morning. And speaking of this morning, we got some business to handle. First and foremost, we got to talk about the Atlanta Falcons, party people, because Torrey McElhinney Atlanta Falcons reporter for AtlantaFalcons.com, put out her first mock draft yesterday. And this one is pretty interesting. So with the third overall pick, yes, you heard me right, the third overall pick, she has the Falcons trading up from 8 with the New England Patriots to get to number 3. And again, we'll get all into that in just a second. But she has the Falcons trading up, getting to number 3, and drafting Drake May, quarterback out of UNC. So the reasoning behind it all and Tori's analysis of everything, she says this, as I put up for you. Though there are few draft analysts who have J.J. McCarthy ahead of May on their quarterback class rankings, that doesn't mean there's a guarantee he falls to number 8. The Falcons were the first team May spoke to at the NFL Combine last week in a formal interview setting. May said to the media later that he was impressed with the Falcons organization and that it was an easy conversation, seeing as there was already a semi-connection in place with Falcons quarterback coach T.J. Yates being a North Carolina alum. Though we don't know the exact details of a Zach Robinson offensive scheme in Atlanta just yet, his past dealings with the Rams organization could show a potential fit with May's skill set. Interesting. Very interesting. Now, again, you may have seen this and you may be thinking, well, the Falcons posted this on their website. You know, this could mean something. Yeah, slow your roll. Tori's going to do like 5 of these, and they're probably all going to be pretty different. So what she puts in this, again, is her opinion, her work, her thinking. She's not being influenced by Terry Fontenot, Terry Raheem Morris, Zach Robinson, and be like, hey, psst, put Drake May, because we either truly gonna draft him or we're trying to throw people off. No, that's not how it's working here. So Tori's feeling the Falcons trading up to number 3, drafting Drake May, and the Falcons hopefully getting their quarterback of the future. Now, again, I have no problem with the Falcons drafting a quarterback. I don't know if I would want Drake May to be the guy. Like, if I'm the now again, of course, Terry Fontenot, Raheem Morris, Zach Robinson, they all know better than me. They know football way better than I do, obviously. So if Drake May is their guy, then okay, you go get your guy. But I will say this. In my opinion, I think Jaden Daniels has a better chance to be the guy than I think a Drake May does. Now, again, Drake May, good arm. We saw him show that off, last week when he threw an 80-yard bomb and hit the crossbar. There has been talks about his accuracy. And, I mean, look, every single rookie quarterback that comes in every single year, not just this year, not last year, whatever, they all have things they need to work on. So Drake May, just like any rookie quarterback coming in any class, in any year, will have things to work on. I just like – my issue with it all is if you're going to go up to get a quarterback, if you're going to trade up to get a quarterback, make sure you're getting your guy. Whether that's Jaden Daniels, Drake May, Caleb Williams, whoever. If you're going to trade up, going to give up assets – make sure you're going to get your guy. And if Drake May is their guy, okay. But I think I like Jaden Daniels as a prospect a little bit better. I don't dislike Drake May. It's just that I like Jaden Daniels better. And if you're willing to get up to number 3, I guess maybe what's stopping you from getting up to number 2? And look, obviously there'd probably be more heavy of a price tag. So while we're talking about price tags, here's what Tori has the Falcons giving up to get to that number 3 overall pick. She has the Falcons sending the Patriots, obviously the number 8 overall pick, the number 43 overall pick, and a future first-round pick. So you got to give up a future first-round pick to get there too. So Moved 8-3. That's a fair but still hefty price tag, in my opinion. So, again, we'll see if the Falcons ending up doing that. We'll see if they end up signing a quarterback, which, again, I didn't have a chance to react to it yesterday, but apparently Mike Florio was on the Pat McAfee show, and he, again, said he, credit to Florio, he said he couldn't confirm the report, but he said that Kirk Cousins, he had been told or he got knowledge or whatever, again, that he said he couldn't confirm that Kirk Cousins had already reached out to Kyle Pitts about coming to Atlanta and wanting the number 8. And Kyle, while he didn't deny it, was like, y'all go with anything, making it seem like that didn't – insinuating the fact that did not happen, that that's ridiculous and, you know, that they're running with whatever story. So do with that what you will. But, again, getting back to Torrey McElhinney's, again, first mock draft, I'm totally fine with Drake May, but if you're willing to give up future draft picks to get to number 3, why not just go up to number 2 and get Jaden Daniels? Again, maybe Jaden Daniels isn't their guy. I personally like Jaden Daniels more, so maybe that's the answer. Maybe they like Drake May more, and they know they only have to get to 3 to get Drake May. Maybe that's the case. Or maybe they don't want to give up what it would take to get to number 2, and they will be okay with Drake May. They feel like they can do what they need to do with Drake May. I hope that's not the case, because I hope they're not settling. I hope they're not like, this will be fine. We can make this work, because Arthur Smith thought he could make Desmond Ridder work last season, and we saw how that did not work. So, just very interesting that in this mock draft that they have, Torrey McElhinney has the Falcons going quarterback when, again, it seems like as of this week and as of late that all signs are pointing to the Falcons potentially signing a veteran QB. Obviously, Kirk Cousins, those rumors have started to heat up. The trade, Justin Fields trade has, you know, stayed relevant and continue to be a talking point. And, of course, Russell Wilson, who can now talk to other teams even before he is released on March 13th. The Broncos have given him permission to talk to other teams. So I'm sure the Falcons at least make a call to his representation and see what he's thinking, see where his mind is at, see how he feels about Atlanta potentially. So, very interesting stuff as, again, we continue to speculate. We continue to try to connect dots. We continue to try and see just exactly what these Atlanta Falcons are going to do with the quarterback spot. And just in case you're wondering, here's Torrey McElhinney's top 10. Number 1 overall, Caleb Williams. Number 2, she has the Commanders drafting LSU quarterback Jaden Daniels. I just told you, 3rd overall pick, she has the Falcons trading up, trading with the Patriots, giving the overall pick, 43rd overall pick, and a future first round pick for the number 3 overall pick. And the Falcons use that 3rd overall pick to draft UNC quarterback Drake May. 4th overall, she has the Cardinals drafting Ohio State wide receiver Marvin Harrison Jr. And number 5, she has the Chargers drafting Alabama cornerback Terrion Arnold. And number 6 overall, she has the Giants drafting LSU wide receiver Malik Nabers. Number 7 overall, she has the Tennessee Titans drafting not Brock Bowers, but Notre Dame offensive tackle Joe Alt. With the number 8 overall pick, she has the Patriots, again, who traded with Atlanta in her mock draft. She has the Patriots drafting Olufashanu, the Penn State offensive tackle. Number 9, she has the Bears drafting Rome Odunze, the Washington wide receiver. And top 10 pick, she has the New York Jets drafting Alabama offensive tackle J.C. Latham. Also, by the way, notable, and I'll just keep going with these last two, Vikings get Dallas Turner at 11. Broncos draft J.J. McCarthy at 12. So I know those are notable names, obviously, and names that have been tied to Atlanta Falcons. So there you have that. Gave you a little extra two on the back end. So how do you feel about the Falcons trading up to get Drake May? You can tweet at me at underscore Dylan Matthews, of course, and follow me on all social media platforms at underscore Dylan Matthews. Follow radio station at 929 The Game as well. When we continue the Hometown Take 5 minutes from now, let's get into it. The Atlanta Hawks, they continue to take us on this roller coaster. Win two games, hold their opponents under 100 in those two games, like they maybe turn the corner, then drop two games against Brooklyn. Two games you think they should have won. Then they win two games you think they should have lost again. Those games, there were guys that were injured on the opposing team. We'll get into it all. The Hawks continue to just be a roller coaster ride that, you know, we have been ready to let smooth out. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios, live with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Thursday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. I am wondering who made Day-Day mad this morning for him to come back with that song. Day-Day, like, who made you mad, bro?
No, man. I just remember how hard that beat was.
That is a hard beat. It is a hard beat. I had to check, bro. I was like, you know, you come back with something like that, I had to make sure you was good.
Yeah, I'm good, man. I saw it in the system there, and I said, ooh, that beat right there, that track was crazy.
Nah, that track was crazy. He did his thing on that. the B switch was crazy at the end too. When he started like, the beat change, he started rapping on that. It was, okay, I see you, Big Sean. He got his Duffy on that one, but nah, all good. The Atlanta Hawks, they got themselves a win. They tried to give it away at the end, as Randy McMichael has said. They tried to trick it off. They tried to trick it off at the end. Hawks had a 21-point lead at one point in that game against the Cleveland Cavaliers last night. The Cavs came back to take a brief lead. However, the Hawks came back, got the lead once again, and they were able to hold on. Now, the Hawks, while they weren't with Trae Young, the Cavaliers were not with Donovan Mitchell yesterday, and Evan Mobley left the game, I believe, in the third quarter. But still, the Cavaliers, very good team. They gave the Hawks all they could handle, even shorthanded. Now, again, Hawks are shorthanded as well. No Trae Young, no Onyeka Okongwu. Jalen Johnson, we're holding our breath that he's okay because he got hurt, and it just seems like this injury bug just keeps on biting the Atlanta Hawks. And hopefully, with Jalen and his ankle, he sprained that in, I believe, the second quarter, I think it was. Yeah, it wasn't halftime yet. It was the second quarter. At some point in the second quarter, and I'll pull up the exact time for you here in just a second, but Jalen Johnson, he went down, and he would not return to the game again. Looks like a right ankle sprain for Jalen. But just to give you the box scores real quick, Darius Garland finished the game with 15 points, 5 of 14 from the field, 3 of 11 from 3. Jared Allen had 18 points and 19 rebounds. Goodness gracious, that dude is tough on the glass. Isaac Okoro had 17 points. The Georgia native, George Niang, he had 13 points, 5 of 8 from the field, 3 of 4 from 3. Dean Wade, he had 9 points, 1 of 6 from 3. Off the bench, Caris LeVert and Craig Porter had 13 points each off the bench. For your Hawks, Bogey, who made some big shots down the stretch of the entire game, really, had 23 points, 8 of 15 from the field, 3 of 8 from 3. Sadiq Bey had himself a nice game, too. 23 points for Sadiq as well last night. 8 rebounds as well. He was 8 of 14 from the field, 3 of 7 from 3. Off the bench, DeAndre Hunter, another solid game off the bench. He made some big shots down the stretch as well. He had 17 points, 6 of 12 from the field, 2 of 5 from 3. Good shooting night for Dre. DeJounte, 18 points, 9 assists. Didn't have a great shooting night, but again, was a very good facilitator out there. Got the ball in the hands of his hot shooters in Bogey, in Sadiq Bey, in DeAndre Hunter. He finished the game, 18 points, like I said, 9 assists, 2 rebounds, 1 of 7 from 3, 7 of 21 from the field. Bruno had a solid game, 10 rebounds, 7 points off the bench for Bruno. Trent Forrest, who just got signed to he's not on a two-way contract anymore, just on a straight-up regular NBA contract. He has 6 points, 3 or 4 from the field, 3 rebounds. Garrison Matthews had 3 points, and like I told you, DeAndre had 17 off the bench. Hawks shot 51% from the field, 36.7% from 3. Cavaliers were not very good from 3. They shot 43% from the field, 22% from 3. So, again, you could tell they were really missing Donovan Mitchell for the whole game. And, again, Evan Mobley did go down. So, injury bug biting both the Hawks and the Cavaliers coming into tonight's game and even during the game as well. So, like I was telling you, Jalen Johnson sprained his right ankle. It was actually in the third quarter. Sprained his right ankle early in the third quarter. Had to get helped off the court. Johnson rolled the ankle while trying to compete for an offensive rebound. And again, like I said, did not return to the game. So that is huge. And that is probably the biggest story coming out of last night's ballgame. It is actually the biggest story coming out of last night's ballgame. Again, great the Hawks got the win. But Jalen Johnson, you already don't have Trae Young. Jalen, who is arguably, he's right up there with DeJounte now, but he's your second best, maybe, 2B. Behind DeJounte Murray, and you cannot afford to not have Trae Young and Jalen Johnson and Onyeka Okongwu. Like, you can't be missing all three of those guys. DeJounte is holding down the fort as much as he can. So is Bogey. DeAndre's been stepping up. Even Sadiq Bey, again, had a good outing last night. But not having Trae, Onyeka, or Jalen, that is tough for the Atlanta Hawks. And look, salute to them. They've gotten two wins these past two nights against the Knicks. Again, I don't think Jalen Brunson played in that game. I have to double check. He did not play. Thank you, Day-Day. So he didn't. Jalen Brunson did not play the other night when the Hawks played the Knicks, actually Wednesday. So Tuesday, excuse me. Yesterday was Wednesday. But it's just terrible timing for the Hawks because you want the Hawks to find a way to somewhat turn this thing around and try to make somewhat of a run and maybe move up in the standings at least a little bit if they can. But then the injury bug keeps biting. And again, their play has just been inconsistent. And this season has just been another frustrating season. Just another frustrating season. This one filled with injuries and inconsistent play. And it's just like, oh, can reset the whole thing. Can we just start over? Can we just reset the whole thing? But if they do make the play-in and get to the playoffs and they can get healthy, they can get to the play-in. And they can have Trae Young, Onyeka, Jalen, they can have a healthy squad going into the play-in. Who knows what they can be capable of and who knows what they can do. So right now, that's what I'm hoping for because, again, I don't want at this point, I don't think the Hawks are going to be, because I know some of y'all are out there. We're like, oh, they should just tank the rest of the season. Well, look, Washington and Detroit have 9 wins. You get what I'm saying? Washington is 9-53. Detroit is 9-52. Charlotte is 15-47. San Antonio is 13-49. Portland is 17-44. You're not going to get a great pick, even if you tank. Them teams are just bad. Like, it's one thing to tank. Those teams are genuinely just bad teams, okay? So, if I'm the Hawks, I'm going for the play-in, and I'm going to try and be competitive and try and see who you have and who you don't have. That's what I'm using, hopefully, this play-in and hopefully this postseason for. Seeing who's about it and seeing who's not about it. Seeing who can be a part of this core moving forward and who can't be a part of this core moving forward. Seeing who should be on this team next year and who shouldn't be on this team next year. Who can lock in, get stops when they need to, be good on the defensive end, and who isn't interested in playing defense and doesn't need to be on this team next year. So I'm looking at the rest of this season as trying to figure out who is going to help this team win. Who is going to be a part of this team when they get back on the right side of winning, on the right side of 500 and on the right side of the playoff bracket. So that's what I want to use the rest of the season for, even if it doesn't result in, heck, even if it doesn't result out of making it in the play-in, at least one or two play-in games. I just want to see what this team is made of and what the guys on this team are made of and what they're about and how they're going to come in and approach those play-in games. So that's what I'm looking for. And again, if you look at the standings right now, the Hawks still only 2 games behind the Bulls. Now, Philly has dropped with Joel Embiid out, and Orlando's all the way up to 4. Now, granted, only 2 games separate the 8th seed and the 4th seed right now. Only 5 games separate the 3rd seed and the 8th seed right now. So take that into account. But it might be hard for the Hawks to get up to, obviously, the 8th seed even, but they could at least get that 9 seed, get the Bulls at home, and then see what happens in that second playing game. You either take on, as of right now, you would either take on the Pacers or the Sixers on the road. And the Sixers with Joel Embiid back, that's obviously a very tough task. But if you end up getting, if the Sixers end up finding a way to get out of the play-in, which I think Hawks fans would hope for, because I would rather see Miami or Indiana, because Miami right now is at that sixth spot, but Philly is only a half game behind them. So I would rather see Miami and Indy play each other. You play Chicago in that 9-10 game, Miami and Indy play each other, and you take the winner of that game. Even on the road, I think you can beat either one of those teams on the road. Now, both of those teams are obviously good, but you're more than capable of beating Indiana or Miami on the road for sure. So, again, we still got a little bit less than a month to go in the season, so there'll be plenty of time to talk about that, but they can at least just get up to the 9 seed. Is that too much to ask? Can they at least go on a little bit of a run and overtake the Bulls and the 9 seed? I don't think that's too much to ask for. But again, injury bug keeps biting. It'll be tough for the Hawks to keep the 10 spot, to be honest, because Brooklyn right now, 3 games behind the Hawks for that final play-in spot. And Brooklyn does have the tiebreaker. So we'll see what happens, but hopefully Jalen Johnson doesn't have to miss too much time. Whenever we get an update on him, we will obviously bring that to you here on the flagship station of the Atlanta Hawks Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. And again, shout out to the Hawks for showing us a good time at 92.9 The Game night last night. It was a super, super fun time. Good to see everybody and spend some time with the 92.9 fam and some of the V103 fam as well, and hang out with them and do some activities with them. So all good stuff. But again, hopefully the Hawks can gosh darn get healthy and they get Trey, Jalen back really soon rather than later. Hopefully he doesn't have to miss any time, but we'll see. And then Onyeka too. So, all right, when we come back, we'll get into some NFL news, go around the league, because one team made a plethora of moves, additions, subtractions, all the things. We'll get into it next. 5 minutes from now on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Thursday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers as well. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. And shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right. Some Falcons news I actually didn't give you, and this will be part of our look around the NFL. The landmine, as Mike Johnson would call him, is coming back. The Falcons announced yesterday they are re-signing inside linebacker Nate Landman. Started 14 of 16 games he played in last season. Obviously missed a game last year as well, but started 14 of the 16 games he played in last season. Landman recorded career highs in tackles, 110. Tackles for loss, had 7 of them things. Quarterback hits, had 4 of them. Forced fumbles, had 3 of them guys. Passes defended, had 3 of those as well. 2 sacks and an interception. All those career highs. And his 110 tackles on the season ranked 3rd on the team behind Jesse Bates, who had 132, and Caden Ellis, who had 122. The 25-year-old Landman, originally signed by the Falcons following the 2022 NFL draft out of Colorado. And Landman has appeared in 23 games and, again, 14 starts over the past two seasons for the Falcons. So the Lamont is back, baby. I love it. And talk about Terry Fontenot and what he's been able to do in the draft. I know his first initial draft wasn't great, but his last year's draft, home run draft, and then finding guys like Nate Landman in the 2022 draft, that's big time because Nate Landman is a baller. Dude is a player. And it's going to be very interesting to see what the Falcons do with Troy Anderson, Nate Landman, Caden Ellis, those three guys. Like, are you going to move one of those guys to the outs? Are you just going to let one of those guys be on the outside? Like, how are you going to handle those three guys? Because all three of those guys can start. So I'll be very interested to see. It's a good problem to have for the Falcons that you have such a deep linebacker core, because I feel like the Falcons have never really had a deep linebacker core. Like, probably the best linebacker core we've had since, I guess, when we had Debo, Devondre Campbell, when we had that core. So, I don't know, but this is a good problem to have for the Falcons. So, bringing back Nate Landman, huge for the Falcons, and I'm glad they got a deal done with him. Again, terms of the deal have not been put out, but he's coming back, and that's all that matters. So, that's one bit of Falcons news that I wanted to make sure I told you about. All right, what I teased, team making additions, subtractions, signings, all of that yesterday. The Buffalo Bills got active yesterday. So we'll go with the players that they've released first. These moves the Buffalo Bills have officially announced. Some of these moves they haven't announced and won't end up announcing, but either way it goes. The Bills announced yesterday they've released Jordan Poyer, Mitch Morse, Deontay Hardy, and Saran Neal and Nyheim Hines. So some staples to those Bills teams that have gone on runs here the past few seasons, and Jordan Poyer, Mitch Morse, and Nyheim Hines. Adam Schefter also reported yesterday the Bills are going to cut cornerback Tre'Davious White, who, again, has been a big part of that team these past few years when they've been making their runs. And they're going to restructure the contract of Rasul Douglas and Von Miller. So Rasul Douglas, his contract, they're going to save roughly $2.5 million against the cap, the way they're going to restructure his deal, Adam Schefter reports. And they're also going to, like I said, restructure the contract of Von Miller. And Miller has agreed to cut his base pay this year from $17.5 million to $8.855 million, according to Field Yates of ESPN. That's going to save the Bills $8.645 million. So the Bills, the cuts of Jordan Poyer, Mitch Morse, Saran Neal, Deontay Hardy, and Nyheim Hines created about approximately $25.96 million in salary cap space. Buffalo entered the day $40 million over the cap. The release of Tre'Davious White will also open up another $10.2 million, but they're going to do that. That's going to be a post-June 1st cut for Tre'Davious White. So they're going to free up about $35 million. So they're going to try to get to that cap number, and they're going to be there after these moves. They're going to be really, really close, and then by the time they restructure those contracts too, because again, those are just the releases and cuts that gets them about $35 million dollars in cap space. And again, $40 million over the cap, so they got five more to make up. And it looks like they'll do that with the restructuring of the contracts of Von Miller and Rasul Douglas. So when they restructure those contracts, that's another 10. So they should be, when it's all said and done, with just these moves that I just told you, five in the good. So Bills well on their way to getting under that salary cap number. But, man, they had to make some moves to do it. So Buffalo Bills, again, making all types of signings. Oh, they also signed Taylor Rapp, too. So that obviously helped their cap because, you know, you stretch the money out, and that helped them as well. So Bills doing what they need to do to get under the salary cap and give themselves even a little salary cap space as well. All right. The Broncos, told you that, talked about this earlier, have given Russell Wilson permission to immediately begin speaking and meeting with other teams in their home cities per sources. This was posted on X by Adam Schefter. And so Russell Wilson's free agency beginning now, even though he's not going to be officially released until March 13th. The Broncos, which they haven't done right by what Russell Wilson really up until this point, they're going to let him talk to the team. So at least they're going to do that for him. But again, Russell Wilson can start talking to teams. I'm sure one of those teams that he'll at least have a conversation with, I would think, would be the Atlanta Falcons. But obviously we'll see. You know, the Steelers have been tied to Russ as well, and a bunch of other teams. So we'll see what Russ ends up doing, where he ends up going, and how much he ends up signing for. Is it going to be the vet minimum? What is Russell Wilson's contract going to be like? That will be interesting to see. The Eagles, they are releasing or going to release Avante Maddox, their longtime slot corner there for a few years. Adam Schefter, again of ESPN, reporting this, that Maddox will be released by the team. Maddox was set to have a cap hit of over $9.676 million for the 2024 season, and the team will recoup less than $2 million of that space if Maddox is a pre-June 1st cut. Maddox, 2018 fourth-round pick in Philly. He spent his entire career with the team thus far, played in 51 games his first four seasons, helped the team win a Super Bowl, of course. Injuries, though, have limited him to 13 games the last two seasons. Adam Schefter also adds in this report that the two sides are expected to remain in touch about a possible return, but for now at least, Maddox is hitting the open market. So a chance that Maddox could leave or be released, come back for cheaper. So that's always cool, I feel like, when you see that. Be like, hey, you know I'm really expensive right now, but you release me, come back for cheap, you know, I want to be here. So I think that'd be a really cool thing. When stuff like that works out, I think it's really cool. But last bit of news here for you NFL-wise. Houston Texans and Dalton Schultz have agreed on a three-year deal for Schultz to stay with the team. So one of C.J. Stroud's favorite targets in Dalton Schultz. You know how rookie QB loves their tight ends. You know how Matt loved Tony. C.J. Stroud is keeping his tight end, really good tight end, in Dalton Schultz, for another at least three seasons in Houston. So there's some NFL news for you on a Thursday here on the Hometown Take. And to wrap things up, when we come back, we'll talk to the Morning Shift, Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson. We'll see what they got up for a Thursday edition of the Morning Shift. And again, we'll wrap things up on the Hometown Take. That is right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Thursday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers as well. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. And shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right. Some Falcons news I actually didn't give you, and this will be part of our look around the NFL. The landmine, as Mike Johnson would call him, is coming back. The Falcons announced yesterday they are re-signing inside linebacker Nate Landman. Started 14 of 16 games he played in last season. Obviously missed a game last year as well, but started 14 of the 16 games he played in last season. Landman recorded career highs in tackles, 110. Tackles for loss, had 7 of them things. Quarterback hits, had 4 of them. Forced fumbles, had 3 of them guys. Passes defended, had 3 of those as well. 2 sacks and an interception. All those career highs. And his 110 tackles on the season ranked 3rd on the team behind Jesse Bates, who had 132, and Caden Ellis, who had 122. The 25-year-old Landman originally signed by the Falcons following the 2022 NFL draft out of Colorado. And Landman has appeared in 23 games, and again, 14 starts over the past 2 seasons for the Falcons. So the landmine is back, baby. I love it. And talk about Terry Fontenot and what he's been able to do in the draft. I know his first initial draft wasn't great, but his last year's draft, home run draft, and then finding guys like Nate Landman in the 2022 draft, that's big time because Nate Landman is a baller. Dude is a player. And it's going to be very interesting to see what the Falcons do with Troy Anderson, Nate Landman, Caden Ellis, those 3 guys. Like, are you going to move one of those guys to the outs? Are you just going to let one of those guys be on the outside? Like, how are you going to handle those 3 guys? Because all 3 of those guys can start. So I'll be very interested to see. It's a good problem to have for the Falcons that you have such a deep linebacker core, because I feel like the Falcons have never really had a deep linebacker core. Like, probably the best linebacker core we've had since, I guess, when we had Debo, Devondre Campbell, when we had that core. So I don't know, but this is a good problem to have for the Falcons. So bringing back Nate Landman, huge for the Falcons, and I'm glad they're glad they got a deal done with him. Again, terms of the deal have not been put out, but he's coming back, and that's all that matters. So that's one bit of Falcons news that I wanted to make sure I told you about. All right, what I teased, team making additions, subtractions, signings, all of that yesterday. The Buffalo Bills got active yesterday. So we'll go with the players that they've released first. These moves the Buffalo Bills have officially announced. Some of these moves they haven't announced and won't end up announcing, but either way it goes. The Bills announced yesterday they've released Jordan Poyer, Mitch Morse, Deontay Hardy, and Saran Neal and Nyheim Hines. So some staples to those Bills teams that have gone on runs here the past few seasons, and Jordan Poyer, Mitch Morse, and Nyheim Hines. Adam Schefter also reported yesterday, the Bills are going to cut cornerback Tre'Davious White, who, again, has been a big part of that team these past few years when they've been making their runs. And they're going to restructure the contract of Rasul Douglas and Von Miller. So Rasul Douglas, his contract, they're going to save roughly $2.5 million against the cap, the way they're going to restructure his deal, Adam Schefter reports. And they're also going to, like I said, restructure the contract of Von Miller. And Miller has agreed to cut his base pay this year from $17.5 million to $8.855 million, according to Field Yates of ESPN. That's going to save the Bills $8.645 million. So the Bills, the cuts of Jordan Poyer, Mitch Morse, Saran Neal, Deontay Hardy, and Nyheim Hines created about approximately $25.96 million in salary cap space. Buffalo entered the day $40 million over the cap. The release of Tre'Davious White will also open up another $10.2 million, but they're going to do that. That's going to be a post-June 1st cut for Tre'Davious White. So they're going to free up about $35 million. So they're going to try to get to that cap number, and they're going to be there after these moves. They're going to be really, really close. And then by the time they restructure those contracts too, because again, those are just the releases and cuts that gets them about $35 million dollars in cap space. And again, $40 million over the cap, so they got five more to make up. And it looks like they'll do that with the restructuring of the contracts of Von Miller and Rasul Douglas. So when they restructure those contracts, that's another 10. So they should be, when it's all said and done, with just these moves that I just told you, five in the good. So Bills well on their way to getting under that salary cap number. But, man, they had to make some moves to do it. So Buffalo Bills, again, making all types of signings. Oh, they also signed Taylor Rapp, too. So that obviously helped their cap because, you know, you stretch the money out, and that helped them as well. So Bills doing what they need to do to get under the salary cap and give themselves even a little salary cap space as well. All right. The Broncos, told you that, talked about this earlier, have given Russell Wilson permission to immediately begin speaking and meeting with other teams in their home cities, per sources. This was posted on X by Adam Schefter. And so Russell Wilson's free agency beginning now, even though he's not going to be officially released until March 13th. The Broncos, which they haven't done right by Russell Wilson really up until this point, they're going to let him talk to the team. So at least they're going to do that for him. But again, Russell Wilson can start talking to teams. I'm sure one of those teams that he'll at least have a conversation with, I would think, would be the Atlanta Falcons. But obviously we'll see. You know, the Steelers have been tied to Russ as well, and a bunch of other teams. So we'll see what Russ ends up doing, where he ends up going, and how much he ends up signing for. Is it going to be the vet minimum? What is Russell Wilson's contract going to be like? That will be interesting to see. The Eagles, they are releasing or going to release Avante Maddox, their longtime slot corner there for a few years. Adam Schefter, again of ESPN, reporting this, that Maddox will be released by the team. Maddox was set to have a cap hit of over $9.676 million for the 2024 season, and the team will recoup less than $2 million of that space if Maddox is a pre-June 1st cut. Maddox, 2018 fourth-round pick in Philly. He spent his entire career with the team thus far, played in 51 games his first four seasons, helped the team win a Super Bowl, of course. Injuries, though, have limited him to 13 games the last two seasons. Adam Schefter also adds in this report that the two sides are expected to remain in touch about a possible return, but for now at least, Maddox is hitting the open market. So a chance that Maddox could leave or be released, come back for cheaper. So that's always cool, I feel like, when you see that. Be like, hey, you know I'm really expensive right now, but you release me, come back for cheap, you know, I want to be here. So I think that'd be a really cool thing. When stuff like that works out, I think it's really cool. But last bit of news here for you NFL-wise. Houston Texans and Dalton Schultz have agreed on a three-year deal for Schultz to stay with the team. So one of C.J. Stroud's favorite targets in Dalton Schultz, you know how rookie QB loves their tight ends. You know how Matt loved Tony. C.J. Stroud is keeping his tight end, really good tight end, in Dalton Schultz, for another at least three seasons in Houston. So there's some NFL news for you on a Thursday here on the Hometown Take. And to wrap things up, when we come back, we'll talk to the Morning Shift, Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson. We'll see what they got up for a Thursday edition of the Morning Shift. And again, we'll wrap things up on the Hometown Take. That is right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.